Northern Arizona is feeling some severe effects of the government shutdown. Its biggest tourist draw, the Grand Canyon, has been closed for 10 days. The Coalition of National Park Service retirees estimates the region has lost almost $12 million. That impact is most felt in Tucson, which sits at the entrance of the Grand Canyon. Will Wright is Tucson's town manager.
We're losing anywhere between, we as a town, our businesses, anywhere from $150,000 to $200,000 a day.
Wright estimates that the town has lost 80% of its daily income, and the remaining 20% comes from plane and helicopter tours, since airspace over the canyon isn't shut down. Tucson has less than 600 full-time residents, and the town's economy is pretty much based on Grand Canyon tourism.
Those dollars, it's important to remember, they equate to people's livelihoods.
That lost revenue has hit the town hard, so hard that Phoenix-based St. Mary's Food Bank has begun handing out food to many Tucson residents. There are other towns whose economy relies heavily on the canyon, too. Williams is the starting point for the Grand Canyon Railway, a train that runs to the South Rim. Bruce Brossman works on the railway. He says they're keeping staff busy by setting up their Christmas attraction early.
We're actually using some of our staff over at Williams that aren't working on the train to get the lights up and kind of get a head start on that, too, to make sure we're ready for Polar Express.
He also says the train is on the ready.
We still have people that could fire that thing up and take people to the Grand Canyon in less than 24 hours from the park reopening.
Until the canyon reopens, Northern Arizona will continue to miss out on more than $1 million a day. I'm Zach Ziegler, Arizona Public Media.